Hi, Master Souls. Stacy here, and today we are talking about the ego and the mind. Now, there's a real reason why I am dropping this class smack dab in the middle of a series where we talk a lot about ego, especially in the aspect of surrender and releasing those stories and stepping out of them. But there's another little thread that runs below that I want to call to our attention. It's the fact that we feel that there's a part of us that if we're on the spiritual path, our ego and our mind are our nemesis or nemeses, since they're two separate things, right? And that's simply not the case. Both our egos and our minds are actually gifts from spirit. They are part of our spiritual story and part of the landscape that we create for ourselves. And many times as we are learning and as we are doing and being on the spiritual path, our egos and our minds have a really beautiful role if we allow them to. And so I am not a huge proponent for saying, kill your ego, let it go, you know, pretend it's not there, don't work on it. Do a spiritual bypass around that evil, evil ego. Or don't use your mind and all of those tools and all of those things that you have learned over years and decades and lifetimes and ancestry and all of that DNA stuff that you have in your mind. It's simply not spiritual to lead with the mind. Those things are total lies in your spiritual development. Listen, our ego is a beautiful thing. We wouldn't be an infinite dance with it if it weren't beautiful. Our ego shows us the duality of this world that we live in. It shows us the possibilities. It shows us where we're blocked. It shows us the stories that we've learned, and some of them are incredibly useful. And in fact, half of what we believe as spiritual beings has come from an ego-based learning. Probably more than half. Probably everything that we know. Everything that we know in our minds has come from our ego out-learning new pathways, new ways of doing things. Everything that we want to create, every dream we have, has ego attached to it. And in fact, it's our ego that drives us to succeed more, that drives us to learn more, to grow more spiritually. Our ego is an incredibly useful tool, as is our super Mensa smart minds. And that when we allow ourselves to breathe into our minds, to get into a spiritual state and use our minds to their highest ability and use more than that little fraction that we've been allowing ourselves, magic happens. When you are in flow with your ego and in flow with your mind and your mental capacity, things fall together beautifully. Have you ever sat down to work and you know that this is going to be a lot of brain work and you sit down and you're so in flow with it that the day passes by and you haven't even realized it? That is when you are leaning in spiritually to your ego, leaning in spiritually into your mind. Those are tools that spirit gave us to use. They are not our nemeses in any way. Where we get that concept that being in that ego loop is bad, or leading with our minds instead of our heart is bad, is when we are not aware of it. When I consciously say, this is something that I know how to do or need to learn or need to really think about, and I bring that soul into that thinking process, beautiful things come out onto the page. When I look at it as a tool for me to use versus having it use me, it is one of the greatest things that I can actually engage. So what I have noticed through the teaching, especially with that act of surrender teaching, where we're really calling out, where we're stuck in that loop and not in that present tense of surrender, is we tend to actually, our egos tend to flare up and force you to ignore the lessons because we are triggered by the fact that maybe our ego is bad and we don't want it to die. Our egos are tremendous tools. So if you've been avoiding this teaching or the teaching hasn't been resonating with you, I'm going to challenge you into letting your ego know that this teaching is safe, that you love it. I love my ego. My ego is this beautiful only child that stands up for what she wants. It gives me autonomy and fierceness. Right? My ego is one of my greatest tools. My ego is what allows me to stand in front of this camera with you teaching. And my ego understands when to step aside and let source pour through me in what I'm actually saying to you and what I'm actually teaching. Because I am creating a different relationship with my ego, where I'm not undervaluing it, I'm not shoving it aside, I'm just saying that in this place of surrender and full presence, you have a different role. And I will call upon you when you are required. Because I'm going to surrender to what needs to be poured through in this moment. And I don't need to be in the loop of past or future. In fact, ego, let's get really present with what's happening right now. Where we can be exactly who we need to be in this moment. It's not an egoless state, it's a presence. It's not an emotionless state, it's being present with those emotions, present with what the ego is bringing forward, present with what the mind is thinking. And that's how we bring source into ego, in through the passageways of our mind. They are not separate from you. They are tools that we were given to make things awesomer. Don't spiritually bypass your ego. Don't negate the power of your mind. And question it, observe it, ask it, is this serving me in this present moment? Or is this part of the past loop that holds me into old stories? Or is this part of future expectations which may be pulling me forward into something really awesome? Right? Your egos and your minds are beautiful tools. Allow them to be that. And now go back into the last few lessons of Master Soul University. Go back through the act of surrender pieces that we've done up to date and have a different dialogue with your ego as you go through them and see how the lessons sink in differently. Because when we change the dialogue and we don't dial up the shame, really beautiful relationships can be created within our own selves, within our own spirits, and within our own alignment. So go forward. I look forward to hearing how this shifts, what lessons that we've been putting on the table for you here in Master Soul University and for you in the spiritual realm in general. Look forward to talking to you in the group. I love you all.